think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
All right, it's a pivotal week for the Washington Redskins as they take on the Philadelphia Eagles tonight at Lincoln Financial Field, kickoff at 8:30. And the voice you'll hear calling that game is Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, who joins us now. Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. You have a long day ahead of you, including calling this game tonight. What should we expect here? This is an important game in the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be big. The Redskins played Philly week one and lost 30-17 after Philly was basically more ready to play than the Redskins that week, but it's a different team now for both sides of football. Redskins have improved dramatically. Philadelphia right now is playing better than anybody in the NFL, and their quarterback is really their key guy, Carson Wentz. In that first game, the Redskins had several opportunities to get to him. He escaped, threw a couple touchdown passes, and that really was the difference in the game. So for the Redskins now, you know, 3-2, if they were to win this game, they would get revenge for that first game, so to speak. They'd be even in the NFC East. If they don't win, then the focus might be shifting to wild card, you know, midway through the season. So it's a big game.
Larry, I wanted to talk to you about injuries, because it seems to be both teams have quite a few people out with injuries. Are the Redskins going to be able to overcome that?
Yeah, I think they will. Last week, they didn't have Josh Norman. He's the only one who we know, as we're sitting here talking this morning, that will not play tonight. He was ruled out a couple days ago because of the rib injury he suffered a few weeks back. Trent Williams, the left tackle, is struggling with a knee injury, but he has said he's going to play as long as he can play. He doesn't think he can get any worse by playing. And it's a matter of, Mary, it's a matter of fact in the NFL that if you don't have depth, your injuries are going to come back to haunt you. Both these teams have depth. Specifically, I think the Redskins have an impressive roster this year. A lot of guys have stepped up, especially on the defensive side of the football. So, yeah, they're banged up. Both teams are. But that's a daily thing in the NFL.
I'm seeing a report in the last 24 hours. I don't know if you can confirm it or not. Kirk Cousins' grandmother passed away last night. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that. I saw Kirk Cousins last night.
That's his announcement he made last night on Instagram. Tonight, my grandma Jean went home to be with the Lord, and he goes on. So that's going to be weighing on him tonight, I guess, as he takes on this game as well. Let me ask you a little bit about sort of the change, the evolution of the Redskins since that game one against the Eagles. It feels like the team has been firing much more on all cylinders in recent weeks. So this is almost a different Redskins team taking on the Eagles this week, no?
Absolutely. I think, and I think you got to look at the coaching for both things. You know, the first game, obviously, is the culmination of all your preseason, all your offseason. And I thought Philly was more ready to play in week one. But the Redskins have really, really worked hard to overcome a couple of nagging injuries. And Kirk Cousins, you just mentioned him, he's a great example. He looks like he's getting better every single game. He's adding to his arsenal every single game. And the Redskins have yet to really go to Jordan Reed, Terrell Pryor, Jamison Crowder. Crowder and Reed don't even have a touchdown yet. So you know, the offense is getting better every week, and Kirk Cousins is the big reason why. Defensively, they really did a great job during the offseason putting in a new system. Now, this will be the first game they play without Jonathan Allen, the top pick from Ashburn, Virginia. He grew up right there next door to Redskins Park. He is out for a substantial period of time with a foot injury, and so that's an injury that we didn't touch on that's really going to be looked at. Anthony Amir moves up to take his spot, but Allen is a one-of-a-kind talent. So they're going to have to do some rearranging on that defensive line But it is a different team. I think both teams are different. It's going to be high drama tonight on WML. No doubt about that.
It'll be a great game.
Larry Michael, you'll hear a kickoff at 8:30 tonight. When are you getting started with pregame coverage tonight, Larry?
7:30, and we're going to be at the stadium about 2:30 because we just love it here in Philadelphia.
Excellent. Well, you know, try and stay safe, would you?
Grab a cheesesteak while you got some time.
That's a good idea.
Larry, nice to talk to you. Enjoy that cheesesteak. Talk to you soon, sir.